Welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly foray into the conversation with those in the performing arts of South Central Alaska. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. My guest today is Sandy Harper, who is the artistic director of Cyrano's Theater Company. And if you know Cyrano's, you know that Sandy's always got a show every month there. Well, this year she's gone completely crazy, or this summer she's gone completely crazy, and she has 10 not necessarily plays, but 10 performance pieces, 10 decades.
Well, they are complete productions.
They are.
Yes.
And let's just get right into it. Sandy, welcome to Stage Talk.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Tell us, you're doing 10 weeks, 10 decades to celebrate Anchorage's centennial.
That's right, a different decade every week. And we've gotten together some incredibly talented people. I mean, they said it couldn't be done. But we are doing it, and partly it's because, you know, the Last Frontier Theater Conference, actors are trained to work quickly and at a certain high caliber. And we have wonderful writers and directors, and it is audacious. It is ambitious. It is, what was I thinking? But the hardest part was, you know, after the inspiration to doing it, was gathering the ducks. And then getting them in a row. Mm-hmm. And now that that's done, or we're in the process of doing that, I'm not worried at all. I think they're all going to be fantastic.
And one thing I find very fascinating about this whole process is that I hesitated saying they were plays, because you sort of opened the door to say they can be any sort of thing with performance. You can have a play-like performance. You can have
a musical.
You can do whatever you want to do. I think you talked about making it kind of like the living newspaper in a sense.
That is the overarching theme of it. A living newspaper featuring the headlines of the day and the colorful people who shaped Anchorage. And believe me, there are lots of colorful, fascinating people.
I'm sure there are. And so you've contacted people to create their own pieces.
Yeah, the step A was to get what we call the curator. Or maybe the prologue to that was, we have two consultants for this project. One is Charles Wolfworth, who wrote the book about the centennial, and Katie Runksmuth, who was with the museum. And that's why our writers are called curators. That's the museum influence. And we gave a lot of carte blanche, except they, of course, had to do things that were within that decade. A lot of them picked the decade of their choice because it spoke to them for some reason. But every decade in Anchorage is unique and fascinating.
You know, as you get farther along in time, you start to remember certain things. You edit things out as you get farther away from a decade. Do you find that as these, well, of course, we haven't had them all performed yet, but do you find as the people are doing the decades, they're farther back, maybe some of the memories are more legend-like than they are today, where we still have living people who are creating these new memories?
That is an interesting point, and that is why newspapers are important, because the details of people and actual events get lost to time. Our first one in particular is fascinating because Chris Byam has developed a passion for this period, 1915 to 1925, and he's collected authentic newsreels, authentic newspapers, and as he went further and further into researching it, it just got bigger and broader and more intriguing. And we have a lot of visuals in this first one in particular, because it's about the backstories of the making of Chichaco. And we will have as characters, of course, Cap Lathrop and his two partners, Meemaw and Lewis. And it's going to take place in a theater, a movie theater, the Empress, but they also did live shows. And you're going to learn an awful lot. And in addition to that, after seeing our play, the Anchorage Symphony is going to show the entire film July 16th. So we'll give away two tickets per performance so people can see what happened.
Interesting. So this first decade, 1915 to 1925, do you go back any farther before that, or do you start like right at 1915?
Well, we started 1915, but there's a little flashback in the newsreels. Actually, right before that, Anchorage wasn't even on the map. Mm-hmm. And there was a newspaper, was it Kinnick something? Mm-hmm. And gradually it morphed into an Anchorage newspaper.
And so each of these decades is being, as you say, curated by somebody,
yes,
which I think
yes.
is a fascinating term, because it implies a certain care, doesn't it?
You're
caring about our history and presenting it to us in a way that we are going to maybe not relive it because some of us weren't around back then, but also it's a gift to your giving to the Anchorage community.
Right. Well, I think we're going to ignite the inner history buff in a lot of people. It sure has for me. And our curators have found intriguing stuff. What we asked them to do was to give us a headline for marketing purposes. So I have headlines for each of them and a synopsis. And we've been meeting as a production team. And the production team mainly is, what are the special needs? What do you hope to happen? And the casting primarily. Because even in a regular production, the success of the piece is 75%, 80% in the quality of the casting.
You mentioned at the top of the show about mm-hmm. how Anchorage actors have really gotten good at this kind of thing from the Last Frontier Theater Conference.
Last Frontier Theater Conference, plus overnighters.
Overnighters as well, right. So we've almost created a new sort of genre of theater here, the staged reading, immediate reading of plays, which I think is fascinating because you do get, it's almost like a living newspaper. You get that reading of the stories to the audience by the actors, almost reading newspapers, don't you?
Well, no, they actually have characters and storylines and all that. But right, you know, hey, around the campfire, telling stories, that's where it all began. And people love stories.
Well, you mentioned the 10 decades. Can you go through them briefly and tell us sort of what each of them is sort of about, essentially about?
I'd be happy to do that. Well, the first one, which I discussed a little bit, is called The Rest is History. Anchorage becomes a town in 1915. The 20s are roaring, and we're becoming the film capital of the far north. And that's where Cap Lathrop comes in, because he was wanting to create films. Part of it was he loved Alaska, and part of it was he had a string of theaters. He had Empress Theater here, which was located where the Anchor Bar used to be recently. He built a movie studio, which right across the street from the Snow Goose. And during the filming of 1923, President Harding came in and paid a visit.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
My guest today is Sandy Harper. We're talking about this 10 shows over 10 weeks that highlight the 10 decades of Anchorage's centennial this summer. And this is KSKA. I'm Steve Hunt. This is Stage Talk. Sandy's about to go on to tell us more about the other 9 shows that are coming up. We just talked about the first one. What's coming up?
I'll make them real fast, but I also want to say we have extra added attractions throughout. For example, in every decade, the antique auto mushers are parking a vintage car of that decade in front of Cyrano's. And for the current play, we're going to have ragtime music in the lobby, and I'm trying to find some Charleston girls to teach people how to do the Charleston. So they're on to week 2, and it's called You Heard It Here First, the Anchorage Daily Times Delivered. And that's when the mayor has asked some local people to create a celebration of the 10th anniversary of the city. Mm-hmm. So they kind of stroll through memory lane there of all the people and the incidents that took place.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one is The Lady is a Trucker, Anchorage Rides the Road to War. And that's Peter Porkel and Dick Rashman's directing it. And it's going to be really interesting because he bases it on a true story about a woman who was the first woman to drive the Alcon. And when you're the first woman doing anything, even in Alaska, although, you know, we got the boat here earlier than in mm-hmm. the States, it's still a struggle. But in this one, you meet a lot of famous people, too, like Bob Atwood was just coming in 1935. And the impact of the military and the war on Anchorage was huge.
And Peter Porker also wrote...
Windblown and Dripping about Dashiell Hammett when he was in ADAC editing the Post newspaper.
Right, yeah.
So it's a favorite period of his as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're having Creativity Explodes in Post-War Anchorage, Let's Put on a Play. And that's Catherine Statham and Vicki Russell. And Catherine has a real expertise. You know, she wrote the book,
mm-hmm.
Anchorage Stage, from 1915 to 2005. Well, this is about a particular era when the Red Scare even hit Alaska.
Wow.
And it's about Jacques Wardell, who was, at that time, very well-known director here. But he got escorted off the military base because a suspicion that he was a radical and a communist. But the show went on, and to rave reviews.
The show must go on.
Yeah, and it's really a fun one because, you know, it includes Reuben Gaines and lots mm-hmm. of colorful people of that period. And then the next one is From Earthquake Devastation to Boomtown in a madcap 10 years. And that is somebody very familiar to KSK listeners, Steve Heimel and Johanna Erick, writing that one for us. And it's so much fun, highly stylized. And if you remember about that decade, a lot was happening here. Mm-hmm. And that's when the oil industry had its great impact. That's when the Iditarod started. So, in fact, one of the small things they're going to have is a musher every day, a different musher tell a little story about the Iditarod. And then the next one is Anchorage Comes of Age, and so do the attorneys behind the headlines. You know, adventurous young lawyers who come to make a difference and stay to make a home. That's Maya Nolan Partnow. And it's really going to be interesting, but there were very idealistic lawyers who came at a particular time to be, you know, public defenders and shape Alaska. And, of course, the director on that might be a familiar figure. Name to you, Mr. Hunt's going to direct that for us.
I am.
Yay.
Looking forward to it.
It's going to be really fun. And then the next week, we're up to week 8 now, is from the creative mind of Jack Dalton, famous Alaska Native storyteller. And it's going to be kind of an Alaskan takeoff on Prairie Home Companion from an Alaskan indigenous point of view.
Interesting.
Yeah, and those who know Jack Dalton, though, he's absolutely wonderful storyteller, mm-hmm. funny and moving.
Several of his one-man shows have performed at Serenade.
Yes, they have. Mm-hmm. Yes, they have. And plays that he's written, too, like Assimilation, mm-hmm. was quite a wonderful play. In fact, was the best play of the year that year. Mm-hmm. So he's a talented guy. And then the week 9 is Etu, Y2K, Anchorage, All-American City, lurches toward the one foot planted firmly in each of the millennia. And that's John McKay is writing that for us.
That sounds great.
Yeah, and he's kind of excited. I suspect there might be some poetry involved.
There might be. John's a wonderful poet.
Yes, he is. And da-da-da, week 10, The Stuff That Dreams Are Made Of, Anchorage 2005 to now, and that's Indra Arriga. You know Indra, she's a wonderful writer. Mm-hmm. So that will partly be about how diversity has really exploded in Anchorage during this last 10 years. And, you know, Shelley Wozniak, she's going to direct it. So you know it's going to be fun and wonderful. And, yeah.
Well, that's 10 decades and 10 weeks. That's amazing. You've put this all together, and it's going to be opening up next.
It starts on Wednesday, July 1st, and it's going to play 6 days a week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7, Sundays at 3, Mondays at 7. Tuesdays will be the dark turnaround day and where we load in the show and make sure everything's working correctly.
Well, if you haven't gotten that, everybody in the listening audience, check Stage Talk calendar. It will all be on our website here. But it sounds fascinating what you're doing here, Sandy. I mean, I wonder if after the 10 weeks, there will be some sort of new understanding of Anchorage. We're heading on to the next 100 years, and maybe people will have you know, you always go forward by going backwards in a way, don't you?
Anchorage the next 100 years.
Exactly,
yes.
Yeah. Well, this has been a fascinating talk with you, Sandy, about this. I started by saying you're just crazy doing this, but it sounds like this is just what you love to do, and bringing the stories of Alaskans to Alaskans and bringing the stories to us of our history. This is great. So I want to thank you, Sandy, for being on the show this week, and good luck. Break a leg with
thank
all
you
10.
So. Break lots of legs.
Break lots of legs and bend some arms. Who knows?
Might be.
Well, this is KSKA. I'm Steve Hunt. Again, for more shows around the area, check our Stage Talk calendar on alaskapublic.org. Until next time, this is Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.